From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Brian Naylor, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And joining us now is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Brian. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Now, tell me a little bit about your weekend. You've had a busy time over in Philadelphia.
Yeah, this weekend is the annual convention of the Association of Game and Puzzle Collectors, and I'm a big puzzle collector, especially books, but mechanical puzzles too, and there's lots of wheeling and dealing going on.
And what kind of puzzles are we talking about? What's a mechanical puzzle like?
Well, it's something you do with your hands. So it could be a Rubik's Cube is a classic example. It could be shifting blocks, undo the rings, anything that you do with your hands and have to solve.
Okay, so not so much classic crosswords or something like that.
No, nothing on paper.
Okay.
Although I like those too.
The puzzle you left us with last week contained an actor who played a vampire and all the vowels. Would you repeat that challenge for us?
Yes, I said the name Bela Lugosi contains all five vowels, A, E, I, O, and U, exactly once in just 10 letters. And I asked, what famous person's name contains all five vowels exactly once in just 9 letters? And as a hint, I said the first name has 4 letters and starts with 2 consonants. What famous person is this?
And the answer?
The answer is Zhou Enlai. Can be spelled either C-H-O-U or Z-H-O-U. He was the first premier of China.
All right. Well, just under 800 listeners emailed their answers to the challenge, and our winner, chosen at random from the correct entries, is Andrea Bohr from La Jolla, California. Hi, Andrea.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us today. What do you do in La Jolla?
Well, I'm a retired Silicon Valley software engineer.
So you found your way south, huh?
Yes, after I retired.
And have you been playing long?
I've been playing about 5 months.
That's not very long.
No.
So you've caught on pretty quickly, clearly.
Well, I've sent in about 14 answers.
And how did you find this puzzle? Was it difficult?
No, this one I thought was rather easy.
Okay, well, let's see how you do today. Andrea, meet Will.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Andrea. I'm going to give you 3 words that rhyme with 3 other words that go together to make a familiar phrase in the form blank, blank, and blank. For example, if I said flap, shackle, and mop, you would say snap, crackle, and pop.
Oh, boy, that sounds hard.
All right, here's number 1. Crook, sign, and blinker.
Hook, line, and sinker.
That's it. Good. Number 2. Prop, shook, and glisten. Prop,
oh,
shook.
Stop, yes. Look, and listen.
Stop, look, and listen is it. Burst, reckoned, and heard.
First, second, and third.
Good job.
Good.
Grin, space, and though.
Win, place, show.
Excellent. Shine, pours, and towers.
I'm not getting that one.
I'm afraid
this one, Brian?
I'm afraid I can't help you, Andrea.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll give you the answer. It's mine, yours, and ours.
Okay.
All right. Try this one. Break, tattle, and bowl.
I've got this one, I think. I've been waiting all puzzle to to use this.
Think of 1950s, 60s music.
Oh, shake, rattle, and roll.
Yeah.
That's right. Try this one. Pine, swimming, and wrong.
Wine, women, and song.
That's good. Guess, show, and baby. These are three.
Oh, yes, no, and maybe.
Yes, no, and maybe. Good. Theft, night, and renter.
Left, right, and center.
That's good. Cheer, prose, and goat. Kind of doctor you might go to.
Oh, ear, nose, and throat.
That's right. Birth, sinned, and shire. Birth, sinned, and shire. Popular rock band from the 70s.
Drawing a blank on that one, I'm sorry.
Earth, do you know, Brian?
Earth, wind, and fire.
Earth, wind, and fire is it. And here's your last one. Ball, tedium, and sarge.
Small, medium, and large.
That is correct.
That was tough, but it was fun.
It was difficult, yes.
But you did very well.
Thank you.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles, Volume 29, from St. Martin's Press.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Andrea, tell us what public radio station you listen to.
KPBS in San Diego.
Great. Well, thanks very much. Andrea Bohr from La Jolla, California. Thanks for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you.
Now, Will, what have you got for us to work on this week?
Well, here's a very clever puzzle from listener Al Gorey from Cozy Lake, New Jersey. Take the name John Stewart, as in the television host, J-O-N-S-T-E-W-A-R-T. Rearrange these 10 letters to spell three famous movie titles. What are they? So again, take the name John Stewart, rearrange the 10 letters to spell three famous movie titles. What movies are they?
All right. And you have your work cut out for you. If you do think you get the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Thanks, Will.
Thanks a lot, Brian.